Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav, that Nikta Roishoy Shalovif, Chmona, somebody, his father's head was chopped off. Nikta Roishoy Shalovif. Allah Rezayna Matamaloi. We're talking about a Koyin. A Koyin Lamaisa, a Koyin Hedjit, has the Yisra not to touch a mace, but to his seven Kroivim is Mutta. A Koyin Hedjit is Mutta to Matama, Laovev, Leimoi, Lachoysa, Leochiv, Benoi, Bitoi, and Lachalala to his sister. And to his wife. He's Mutta to Matama. So saying a Chiddush now, that Rachmanas, let's say his the Koyin's father's head was chopped off. Kitzur, the father's dead, but his body is not Sholem. The head is chopped off. Nikta Rosh Hashalaviv. So Chizah says the Chiddush, Eina Matama Loi. This Koyin now, the son, is not allowed to be Matama for his father now. My time away. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Leoviv. Says the Koyin can be Matama to his father, for his father. So we dashin bizman shu sholem. Loviv means only kol zman your father is sholem, the body is sholem. For loy bizman shu chaser. But not bizman, the body is missing. If the head is chopped off, is missing in the body, then the Koyin does not, the son, does not have heta to matam Leoviv, and he can't do it. Atay says, the Koyin head yit mari, shemuta latam Leoviv, but v'loy b'koyin gadol v'nozir. We're not talking about a koyin gadol or a nozir, because they don't have any heta to matama to their father. Only a koyin hedjit has a heta. So if chiddush saying the chiddush, then in this case he can't. Oh, malay rav hamnunas, rav hamnunas, that's the kasha from chiddush. Ela meyatif, solved the way you're saying it, what's going to be, ka'oza b'piktor di arvus. Let's say somebody, your father, is walking down this valley, b'piktor di arvus, which is a very dangerous valley to walk down there. Haitai says, Bika Shemitsuim Ba Ganve. There was a Bika, it's a dangerous valley that there are bandits there. Upaskua Ganve the Resha. Rachmanis, the Ganovim there, the bandits, chopped off your father's head. If a Kohen's father was walking down this valley, and the bandits there chopped off his head. Is Hochinamid Lele Tamalei? You want to take a Tamar of Chizda according to your Svar, it's like a true now. If the son goes down that road and sees his father there, he can't be Matam, he can't bury him. According to your Drush, is that true? So Amalei answered back, no, in your case, I'll be masking. So I says, Mustama the Kashu was of Ramun asked, the son do a Maisim that happened, and they saw the way there was a Hepta to be Matama. So of course, not like you, Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda answers back, no, in your case, it's different. Amalei, Mace Mitzvah Kamrit. Well, you're talking about a case of a Mace Mitzvah. Because if you find somebody in this road, this dangerous road here, nobody usually goes down, the normal people don't walk down this road. Because they know it's a dangerous road. So if you find a Mace there in that road, nobody else is going to take care of him. That's called a Mace Mitzvah. A Mace Mitzvah means you find a Mace in the street, and nobody's there to take care of him. Then there's a new het of a Mace Mitzvah that a Kohen is allowed to take care of. Forget about if it's father, even if it's not his father. Halacha is of a Kohen sees a Mace Mitzvah, the Kohen is allowed to be Matamal, a Mace Mitzvah. So in this case, where your father is in this type of a road, that in this road nobody else would help him out, that's why it's Mutta to be Matamal to your father. So it's not a Kashan of Chizda. If you need the Heta because he's your father, like it being a normal road, that even if you wouldn't take care of him, other people will take care of him, so then the only Heta for the Kohen is because it's his father. If because of its father, then we make the drosha li'oviv bizman shu sholem v'loy bizman shu chaser. If the father is chopped up, the son can't be matama to him. But over here, we're not going through the heter of li'oviv. True, it was his father. But even if it wouldn't be his father, the heter here is because it's a meis mitzvah. So if it's a meis mitzvah, then it's mutter. So that's what the Gemara says. Omalei meis mitzvah kamrit. Hashto yeshloi mebach rini. Mechayiv. Madach, if it would have been somebody else, not the Kohen's father, it'd be mutter for the Kohen to take care of a Mesa Mitzvah, be Oviv Lekol Shechein. So now that it's your father there down this road, that if you don't take care of him, nobody else will take care of him, for sure it's mutter. For the Gemara, for high Mesa Mitzvah, is this case called the Mesa Mitzvah? For your time, you will learn Ezeyo Mesa Mitzvah. What's called the case where you find a dead person, and it's called a meis mitzvah, bazundra heter, a new halacha of a meis mitzvah, that even a kohen hedjit is allowed to touch him. What's the case? Kol she'ein loy kovrim. We don't have anybody to take care of him, to bury him. Koira? But what about if we scream out and say, listen, there's a meis here. V'yacherim oinam oisoi, and other people come to help out to bury him. Ain't a meis mitzvah.
That's not called the Meis Mitzvah then. If you have anybody else coming to help him out, that's not considered the Meis Mitzvah. For her, Islay Bray, and over here we're talking about the son is around. So since the son is around, Lechur, it's not called the Meis Mitzvah then. Since the father, he has a son, so the son is around, it should not be called the Meis Mitzvah. So over here, why do you say it's called the Meis Mitzvah? Lechur, again, the only heter should be, is because it's his father. But not because of his father, it's not a Meis Mitzvah. So Marin says, Kivon de Kozel, Biurcha, since we're going down, we're talking about now you found your father in this dangerous road, is Kimi Shem Le Kovrim Dami. Since through this dangerous road, nobody else would go down there, like the son is the only one that would do it. Nobody else would go down there. He could scream today till tomorrow, nobody would go down there. So that's all considered like a Meis Mitzvah. So therefore, here the heter is that Lamaisa, forget about being your father, it's a Meis Mitzvah. That's the heter for the kohen to be Matamal, a Meis Mitzvah. So therefore, here Rav Chisda would agree. But in the case of normal streets, Rachmanis, if the kohen sees his father dead there, and the body is not Sholem, that's the loch like Rav Chisda, that the son is not allowed to be Matamal to that in this case. With Darshan only the Oviv, Bezman Shu Sholem, Vloy Bezman Shu Chosim. Meisve, a bakash like this. Meisve. Pasuk says, lo yitama. That again, a kohen is allowed to be metama lo, as to a sister that's going on. Your sister's not married yet, he's allowed to be metama. That's why he says, Meisve, lo yitama, gab a kohen hedyksiv. Vienna metama lo, prat, lievim in a chetz, shela choisei. Yes, but that's what, lo yitama, lo hu metama. A kohen is allowed to be metama to a sister. His sister that wasn't married yet, if she's nifta, so the kohen is allowed to take care of, allowed to take care of the kvura. But v'yena mitama li'evareho. But again, let's say a body is cut up, he only has one eva, one limb of the body, he's not allowed to be mitama to bury that limb. L'fishena mitama li'eva minachai shel aviv. Because it can't be mitama to an eva, of his father. Avo machter hu, aletzim kisera. But he's allowed to go over, machter return, to bury an etzim kisera. Which the Chura would be mashmir, let's say you buried the whole body, and only missing just an etzem, a bone, this even the small size, like a barley, that you would go, bloody go back to be kaiver. So my machzru aletzem kisera. What does it mean to say that you're allowed to go back now and bury a bone that's even the small size of the barley? Lav lameimer doesn't mean to teach us. De'i mechzru apurta loy. That if it's missing a little bit, you can't go back. So it's like this. Abba Machzru Aletzim Kisera. Lekoivra Pirish. Im Nitmo Kfal Lesharaguf. If you're ready with Matama to the rest of the body, and you left over a small bone, you're allowed to go back to Matama to bury that bone also. So my Mach, Salav de Chosa Purto Chinami. Ki Yodiv Chosa Bierko Yit Matamalo. So here it's Mashmi the Wad, it's missing the Machasa Purto. My so the churat smashma that even though it's missing a little bit, you are allowed to be metama. So that's the kashan of chizdul churah. Here it's smashma that just one eva, small eva by itself, that's not allowed to be metama too. But if you're metama to most of the body, and then you find a little piece left, you're allowed to be metama to that little piece. It's not like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says it's only bizman shu sholem when you have the whole father there. But not when it's in pieces. And here it's smash, even for a small piece, you're allowed to go back. Samara says, Loi, Hatel Yahi Reb Yudhi. This price now goes according to Reb Yudhi Shita. The Tanya, we learned like this. Reb Yehudi Reimer. Lo, the Pasuk says again, Metama lo, Kain's allowed Metama to his sister, Metama. Viena Metama Levereho. But he's not allowed to be Metama to the pieces of his sister, Levereho to Never. Shein Metama Levereho Menachashalovit. And the Kavachayim is like Madach by your father, the same thing. You can't be Matama just for one Aver of your father. The same thing, a Kohen can't be Matama for one Aver, one limb of his sister. Aber Matama hu li'Aver min ha'meis shalaviv. But you are allowed to be Matama for an Aver of the meis shalaviv. So Tzai says like this. Reb Yudua, he, the Tanya, Yudua Aimer. Lo Matama ben Matama li'Avorim. Lefi sheni Matama li'Aver min ha'chai shalaviv, Matama li'Aver min ha'meis shalaviv. Ha'idei chazor, like we just said before. That Adei Chazorah means if you metama the whole body, you know, most of the body you found, and when you find most of the body in one piece, that you're allowed to bury. Then you're allowed to go back to take a small piece. Enitma el Sharaguf. But if you only find a small piece, for that you're not allowed to be matam. All right, turn over. The kids, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have this chilek that lechatchila you can only be matama to most of the body, and just then you can go back to a small part of it. You go back. Next thing is about lohu matama ben matama lebra prab. It's right. So kids, this is Rabbi Yehuda shita, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like this that you could go back even for a little bit. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have to be sholem. Tanya for the Gemara, Rav Kana, Rav Loza ben Yaakov, that we darshan lo metama, you can metama for her, for yena metama li evorim, but you can't be metama for evorim for limbs. Prat le kezayis min ames, that you can't be metama just for kezayis of the mace, or kezayis nitzel. Kezayis nitzel, I'll tell you later about that, that's the lechus, the wetness that comes out of the mace also. You have a kezayis of it, of the juice that runs out of the body, you can't be matama for that either. Or mole tarvud rekev. It's also something we'll have later. Mole tarvud means a spoonful of rekev. Rekev is the rotten part of the body. After the body disintegrates, the rotten part of it that also has tumma to it. And there the shear is or mole tarvud. It means a spoonful of rekev. So a kohen can't be matama to any one of these three things. Yochel, I would have thought, lo yitama l'shedra. Again, we're talking about it's one of his kerevim. So I would have thought maybe you are then if you have the whole backbone of his kerev, lugugolois, or else to the skull, or leroy binyonoi, or else to the majority of the binyon, or that means the majority of the bones, or the height of the bones, or leroy binyonoi, even if it's not the row with the sizes of it, but if it's the majority of the amount of bones, even if you take most of the small bones together, if you have roiv of the minyon, roiv of the account of the bones of the body, that I would think maybe not allowed to. Ksiv, when this the pasuk says v'yomatu aleihen that hoysav l'chua kosev tumacheres. To tell you what, Ksiv says k'shuayma v'yomato. The ksiv emor l'kahanim v'yomato. His hoysav kosev tumacheres shetuchu litomei. Another tuma means that you're allowed to. Hosvaruhu lahamid emor v'yomato achoysoi tiyarv l'muti evorim. They're talking about your sister. So by your sister we have a miyat that the evorim just to touch one limb to matama, one limb of your sister, that's awesome. Ola hoisiv she yochol itamis l'roi binyanoi. For when you have the most of the body there, or most of the account, the minion of the bones, that's muta. Who are then if you have the backbone, you have the gulgulis. That's also muta.